to it on a Monday. Good to have you here, the Steve Gruber Show. As we head into winter, yes, believe it or not, we head into winter. Snow all over. Saw a lot of it this weekend in northern Michigan and whiteout conditions driving up through Gaylord and Grayling here a few days ago. Trust me, summer's over. I don't even think we get a reprieve at this point. It's going to be a cold one. It's going to be a long, cold, wet winter, and so keep that in mind. A lot going on today. First of all, I want to tell you that coming up a little bit later on the program, Steve Bannon will join me here, the architect of Donald Trump's win in the presidency. His win in 2016 dates right here. We'll have Steve Bannon coming up on the program in just a few minutes. By the way, the president's approval numbers have jumped dramatically. The latest NBC Wall Street News Wall Street Journal poll shows the president with a 47% approval rating. 47% from NBC News. Rasmussen's had him at about 50% for a while. The president's approval numbers higher than Barack Obama at the same time. Keep that in mind as we go into the midterm elections. What's going to happen? Nobody's quite sure. Will it be a red tide, a blue wave? Not quite sure. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, I want to focus on what's happening south of the border with this caravan. You see, there's a significant and unavoidable math problem when it comes to the so-called migrant caravan, and that's where we start today. The caravan, as you've heard about, is headed toward the United States. The caravan now said to have more than 5,000 people, mostly from Honduras, but also El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, walking north and saying they're going to come to the United States and demand entry. The people spilled across the border into Mexico when authorities there claim to be overwhelmed by the caravan. Now, currently, here's the math problem. Let's start with this. Currently, they're about 1,230 miles from reaching Laredo, Texas. Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, 1,230 miles. Laredo, Texas, 1,232 miles, roughly, from where the caravan is today. According to Google Maps, that's a walk that would take more than 400 hours to complete. More than 400 hours to complete. So how is it they're expecting to reach the United States border by Election Day, maybe sooner? I mean, if these people with no shelter, no food, no water, walked 16 hours a day every day, it would take them more than 25 days to reach Texas. Election Day now just 15 days away. You see, things just aren't adding up for me. You know, I look at this and it just doesn't add up. If the average person walks 3 miles an hour, and they do, then walking 16 hours a day would get you 48 miles down the road. However, there are kids and families in chaos, it looks like to me. You look at the video. There's also people on other people's shoulders and nonsense and stuff going on. And they're not walking 3 miles an hour at all. They're going considerably slower. What's also remarkable is this group began roughly 1,770 miles from the border. Now, that was just a few days ago and a couple of international borders ago. And they've already covered something like 540 miles. That, by the way, should have taken more than 11 days. And it's a big if they were covering 48 miles a day. Somehow they've been able to travel remarkable distances with television cameras everywhere, and not one reporter has explained this incredible feat or videotaped the buses and cars and vehicles transporting these people north, because that's the only way it's possible. The only way it's possible is if somebody's footing the bill, picking these people up and giving them a ride. Because if you're walking, did I mention blisters? Not to mention fatigue. Walking 50 miles a day would wear the average person flat out. You'd be run over. You'd be done. You'd be dead tired. Now, I've done some personal extreme hiking and walking in my life. I was in pretty damn good shape back in those days. Today, walking 48 miles a day on good roads or trails with proper footwear, fresh water, and ample food would be a That'd be a big challenge for me and a lot of people. I've worn my feet raw on some of those trips, and trust me, when your feet are worn out or wet, it's over. I didn't even mention the weather. Big storms have been rolling through that part of Central America for the last 3 days. Big storms. Storms like the one that rolled through the Michigan-Michigan State game over the weekend. I mean big storms. And you're out in the open, no shelter, you're soaking wet. Your shoes are soaking wet. Remember, these are poor people, right? They don't have the best gear. They just have old tennis shoes. Walking 50 miles a day? Mm-hmm. Of course they are. And what about bathrooms? Do they have a chance to bathe anywhere? We're expected to believe that this caravan of 5,000 people strong is covering epic distances, and yet somehow all of those TV cameras and reporters just continue to miss the buses, cars, and trucks giving these people rides. Incredible, isn't it? And not to mention the drone shots. It's like a made-for-TV news event. And it makes you wonder, aren't they all? The question is, who is picking up the bill? You start figuring out the cost of fuel, food, shelter, and all the other things required to get these folks to the border, and it's substantial. The logistics are also a serious concern. I mean, just coordinating a crowd that large to walk the right direction day after day would be challenging, provided they're walking or riding, no matter how it's happening, how convenient. Let all of that sink in. How are they covering this distance, this incredible distance, day after day? And nobody's telling you, right? This is not random. This is not coincidence. That just a couple of weeks ago, it started, and just a couple of weeks from the critical midterm elections, it's happening. This caravan of hoped-to-be illegal aliens on its way to the American border. I just wonder when we'll be told the truth about who's behind it. If any network has the courage to tell us. Stay tuned, because I'm quite sure more miracles are on the way. More miracles of covering incredible distances on the way. It is epic in its accomplishment. Some wonder if the cartels might be playing a role. Or is it George Soros? Who could it be? Think about that. But the cartels, according to Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, that the illegal caravan heading toward the U.S. could be exploited by cartels that control most of the illegal flow of people through Latin America. They control it. The cartels do. Maybe that's why we're not being told anything. Maybe the cartels have their thumb on the scale. Maybe they have something to gain in this politically. Follow the money. Follow the politics. Follow the power. Ms. Nielsen also praised the efforts of Mexico and Central American governments. She said are working with the U.S. to try to contain the caravan rather than to enable it. The governments may be trying, but they seem to be failing quite miserably at this point. And how convenient, just before the midterm elections, I point out again. Warnings of a get-tough policy from the U.S. have done little to deter these people. They said they'll send Donald Trump warned of sending the military to the American border, much to the shock and horror of the Democrats, who would never secure our border in such a way, of course. But that's certain to get attention all over. And yet here they come anyway. Powered by somebody, because somebody's paying the bill, as I said, because otherwise you have an impossible math problem. This story problem has no outcome that would work. None. In order for these people to cover the last 1,230 miles, we'll require buses. Lots of them. Or a stream of cars and trucks and SUVs to get these people north. You're not going to get them there. There's just not enough time, mathematically speaking, for them to walk the distance required. Most of them couldn't do it anyway. Some math for you to start the day. 14 after. Don't forget, coming up, the exclusive interview with Steve Bannon here on the program today, plus so much more. Jared Scarif will be here, Christine Flowers, John Baker, Sam Nunberg, and a lot more. It's a Monday. Good to have you here on the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day, or let an ache tell us what we can and cannot do. We will not linger on the sofa, ask somebody else to bring us the mail, or take the parking space closest to the door. But what we will do is take action. We will plan ahead. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. lace up our sneakers and grab our tennis rackets. We will bowl. We will do our morning laps and bike ride through Saturday afternoon. We will walk our dogs around the block. We will pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic